Welcome to Meditation for Body, Mind, and Spirit. This is the first of a series of short talks, each with a guided meditation. I'll be beginning each recording with a talk on different aspects of meditation and the philosophies associated with meditation, and then we're going to move right into a guided meditation process. There are three guided meditations. The first is simply for grounding. The second is primarily a method called Jyoti meditation, which is a simple yet advanced meditation at the point in the body known as the third eye. The third meditation combines a grounding exercise combined with Jyoti meditation. The content of the talks will range from fairly involved to fairly basic, but the intention is to inspire, inform, and provoke reflection. The more complex bits are there because they reveal some of the deeper tones to the whole subject of meditation. Each of the three meditations is attached in turn to the first three talks. The rest of the talks continue with the second, or Jyoti meditation. However, you will also have the individual meditations so that you can choose to go with the one that seems most suitable to you. The accompanying PDF gives a synopsis of the meditations and the talks, as well as other information. What I am offering is simple and straightforward and natural. Meditation should be an easy and natural process, an extension of something that most people do for a moment or two at different times of the day when they pause to gather themselves inside before the next rush of activity. Here we are merely building on that impulse, stretching, exploring, and deepening the experience of drawing our energy inside. While there are many different ways of silent meditation, simplicity and consistency in the method will make it easy for you to continue on your own once the series is at its end. The way to use this program most effectively would be to take a half hour to 45 minutes every day when you can be alone in a quiet or relatively quiet environment. If you are able to set a regular time to listen and then continue to practice on a daily basis, it will quickly become easy and natural, and you'll experience the day-to-day benefits that regular meditation offers. Creating a habit in the midst of an otherwise busy life requires committed efforts, so regularity is important. And trying to sit at the same time each day will help in the process. It is also often helpful to find a specific spot in your home where you feel comfortable. This also supports creating a habit. When I first started meditating as a teenager, I would hole up in my closet, as this gave me the feeling of isolation and quiet. I did this for a few years, though it makes me laugh when I think of it now. It was also a family joke, something about coming out of the closet. Anyway, when is the best time to meditate? Strictly speaking, the best time to meditate has traditionally been in the very early hours of the morning before dawn, as this is the time when the body has rested. The mind is rested and much of the surrounding world is asleep. The advantage of this is that even in busy places, it is particularly quiet and there is a unique quality of stillness all around. As a result, you are completely free of outer distractions and may be drawn in more rapidly by the surrounding stillness. Practically speaking, though, any time you can be undisturbed for a while is perfectly fine, though the time around dawn and the time around dusk seem to be naturally effective times to meditate. Now, what is the best posture for meditation? Really, the best posture is any position in which you can sit comfortably for a period of time with your back straight and without moving. Most people will prefer to simply sit in a chair. I definitely would not recommend lying down, which is associated with the yogic relaxation pose Savasana. It is also associated with sleep. Savasana, after a lengthy meditation of over half an hour, is a good idea, but not for meditation. For those who can sit in a cross-legged posture comfortably for a period of time, I really think there are great advantages. The cross-legged posture has unique qualities. It is a contained, pyramid-like form that naturally confers a centered, grounded feeling. However, you must be able to be comfortable in the posture for an extended period of time. There are two postures that I recommend, and you can see the accompanying sheet for illustrations. The first is called Sukhasana. Here you cross the legs with one foot tucked up close to the body and the other leg resting comfortably in front of you. The second is called Siddhasana and is a very simple variation where one foot is tucked up close to the body and the other foot is tucked up between the calf and thigh. There is no need to struggle with the lotus posture where both feet are resting on the opposite thigh. In some ways, this is the most advanced sitting posture, but very difficult for most people. Again, the posture is not as important as your ability to sit still and comfortably for a period of time. But again, there are definite advantages, in my view, to the cross-legged posture. You may wish to look up the butterfly posture to gradually help you sit cross-legged. Pillows under the knees are also fine. A lot of people feel their mind is too active to allow them to meditate. Even seasoned practitioners know that you have to sit through some of the thought stream that naturally arises. In fact, there is no point at all fighting the thought stream. Instead, we start by introducing a process that engages your attention very easily, so thought should not be much of an issue. In the second process, which involves an effortless focusing, thoughts will naturally arise and therefore bound to be part of the process of meditation. Sometimes, when we become still inside, our thoughts can be creative and helpful. So it is a good idea to have a pen and paper close at hand. The introduction of a mantra, a word or phrase to help focus the mind, and the act of focusing itself will allow the mind to eventually and quite naturally settle. We'll be discussing mantras in the third through fifth talks. I think the only difference between someone who approaches meditation for the first time and someone who has been doing it for years is that the long-term meditators have developed the habit of sitting through the inner dialogue until it starts to recede. Another thing that many seasoned meditators know to do is to help out the mind by changing gears before you start meditating. Some people will do chanting of a mantra or prayer. Some will sing a sacred song. Some people will write about their day, reflect on their thoughts, words, and actions. Many will read from sacred literature or inspirational writings. All of these are commendable, and many people do most or all of these daily. This changes gears, puts us in touch with our spiritual aspirations, and enhances our desire for self-betterment. It helps us soften down and bring us to a slower, deeper state. If you like to go to hatha yoga classes, I highly recommend meditating after yoga. You'll likely have a deeper experience of meditation. With the approach that we're taking, you'll likely find that it will actually be quite easy to rapidly experience the calmness and inner clarity that is the first great benefit of meditation. So with these few preliminary instructions, let's begin. And I'm going to guide you every step of the way. Welcome to Meditation 1 of Meditation for Body, Mind, and Spirit. Before we begin, in order to better understand the process, I'd like to offer you a metaphor of the body as a house with three stories. The bottom story includes your hips and your lower limbs. It connects you to the earth and defines your relationship to gravity and movement. The middle floor is the entire trunk of the body. While anatomically the trunk is the home of almost all of our critical organs, from the point of view of awareness, it is a vessel of feelings and sensations. Our substantial emotional life, our anger or fear, our happiness or sadness, all move around the second floor of our body. The second floor is our general sense of presence, from our sexuality to our heart, how we show up in the world, our passion, and the life energy itself. Therefore, our creativity as well, all emanate from the core of our body. The third floor is the head, that is filled with thoughts, judgments, theories, notions, conjecture, and inference, a place of intense activity and endless calculation. It is the home of our attention, and our attention is the very essence of our conscious awareness. The awareness that's diffused throughout the body finds its native home behind and between our eyebrows. Like the captain of a great ship, the head is our bridge. However, wouldn't it seem strange if you lived in a house on the third floor and never joined the other family members on the second floor? As you will see, our initial meditation process is all about gaining a feeling for and an easy connection between the third floor dweller and the house as a whole. Today we will focus on our presence in the body for the purpose of grounding and release of the tension within our lives. Tomorrow we'll do a little of this and change gears towards a meditation focused at the command center on the third floor of the body. So you are sitting in a position with your back straight, whether in a chair or cross-legged, that allows you to sit without moving for some time. Close your eyes, drawing your attention away from the outer world and all of the identities and activities of your daily life. It will still be there when you return. This is a time for you to draw your energies within and consciously align yourself in mind, body, and spirit. Allow yourself to be here fully and with your heart. You may wish to relax your neck by gently moving your head to the left and to the right, gently bending the neck to the left and to the right, gently rolling the head forward and then backward. Feel the sensation of sitting with eyes closed yet awake, aware of your body from your scalp to your toes, a kind of integration where the entire body is in harmony. You are settling and relaxing within yourself. Feel the easy and natural sensation of your wholeness as you turn your attention within, settling, relaxing, and grounding inside your body as a whole. We're going to start by getting connected with our breath. If you watch yourself or others, you might notice that tension and anxiety are associated with shallow breathing focused in the upper chest. This shallow breathing actually accentuates emotional tension and anxiety. Deep, slow abdominal breathing is associated with relaxation and is the easiest way to start the journey of inner calm that is the first intention of meditation. So we are going to begin with attention to our breath as a natural vehicle for becoming more grounded and relaxed within oneself. How we're going to breathe involves drawing the air in, but entirely as a kind of suctioning from the back of the nose and throat, and using our belly as a bellows, expanding to draw the breath down, filling the belly, and then filling the lungs, pausing, and then compressing the belly, and in turn the lungs, while pressing the air out from the back of the throat, which automatically draws the air upward. We'll allow the air to fully release and pause, then again expanding the belly and drawing the air down, maybe for a moment from the nostrils and then from the back of the nose and throat. Soon you will be able to just draw the air efficiently from the back of the nose and throat alone. We'll play with this until it becomes natural to you. So let's do this together. Draw the air in as if it is being suctioned from the back of your nose and upper throat, rather than from the nostrils themselves. Drawing the air in this way allows you to get a much more complete breath. Allow your throat to relax and open to receive the air. Direct the air all the way down to your belly, expanding your belly to receive the air that is flowing down from above. As the belly fills, there is a gradual wave of expansion back up into the lungs. You may draw your head back and perhaps experience a little popping as the lungs fill to the very top. Pause, and now slowly compress your belly, allowing the air to flow out, gently pushing the air out from the back of the throat. There is a natural pause, and then the process begins again, drawing the air in from the throat rather than the nostrils. Once you catch the sensation of breathing in this manner from the back of the throat, you'll discover that it is a very natural way to draw a deep breath when you're doing conscious breathing. Similarly, as you release the air by compressing your belly, you'll notice that you can push the air out very gently from the back of the throat. Later, as we move out of a process of conscious breathing, you'll naturally go back to your normal nostril breathing. If you find it difficult, then just follow along breathing in a manner that is comfortable for you. In the meantime, notice the various sensations associated with abdominal breathing. It is a gentle, wave-like rhythm from throat to belly, from belly to lungs, back to belly, as we push out and then slowly and gradually up and out. You know our body runs on oxygen. It requires oxygen to drive all of the energetic processes of each cell. When we don't breathe properly, we create a kind of air hunger that increases tension in the body. Right now, in this session, we are correcting that. You are filling yourself up with life-giving and relaxing air in a very smooth motion that engages and connects your head right down to your belly. Continue for the moment to draw the air in and down from the back of your throat. Expand your belly and allow the residual air to gradually fill your lungs. Then pause. And gradually collapsing your belly, allow the air to flow out. Collapsing your lungs, more air is found that is flowing out. And when you are entirely empty, there is a natural pause. Now again, draw down the air, expanding your belly, and gradually opening and filling your lungs. Pausing for a second or two, and then gradually emptying by compressing your belly and your lungs again, while gently pushing the air out from the back of your throat. This rhythmic dance of breath is energizing, yet soothing. It centers and calms our entire system. So let's take a bit of time to breathe in and down to our belly, filling out our belly until our lungs naturally expand, pausing, then using our belly to gently push the air out by compressing first our belly and then slowly emptying our lungs. The in-breath will be about a 5 or 6 count, and the out-breath about a 7 to 9 count. It may be different for you according to your capacity. But let's continue in this way for a few more cycles, drawing the air in, slowly filling your belly, and then allowing your lungs to fill, and then gradually compressing your belly, gradually compressing your lungs, while pressing the air out at the back of the throat, which will naturally draw the air upward from below. Very slowly. Don't make yourself dizzy, rather allowing yourself to be charged, wakeful yet relaxed, and centered within yourself. In slowly, open the throat and down, filling up from the belly, then into the lungs, pausing, and then gradually out, with the belly leading the way. Your attention is focused at the different way stations of this process, where you're drawing the air in at the back of your throat, your belly now filling, your lungs now filling, pausing, and allowing the belly to release and relax, the lungs to release and relax. The throat is sending back out the air. The entire process is relaxing and purifying your entire system. In and down, expand belly and lungs, pause, gradually compress and release, pause, in and down. Beautiful. Let's do this together a few more times. In and down, expanding your belly and lungs. Pause. Gradually compress and release. Pause. In and down. Pause. Gradually compress and release. Pause. Now we can begin to relax our breathing process and allow a deep and gentle manner of natural breathing. We are more connected, more relaxed, and ready to journey further. We've now started to create a more vibrant connection between the third floor of our body and the second floor, the trunk of our body. Now we're going to explore the inside of our body a little bit by allowing our attention to move down and around the inside edge of our throat. Now the throat is that narrow stairwell between the second and third floor of our house. The throat and neck can be an area where there is a lot of tension, a lot of self-suppression. Allow the throat to relax so that it can be a wonderful conduit between the feelings and sensations of the core and the considerations of the head. Allow your attention to move along the line of your shoulders and notice the tension there, a common point of muscular stress for many people. Allow your gentle breath to soothe your neck and upper shoulders and attempt to experience a very deep relaxation in those muscles. Your breathing now is a gentle and easy wave, air being drawn gently, perhaps still from the back of your throat, and gently being released. Now allow your attention to enter through the throat and along the inside edge of your chest. Feel the walls of this remarkable area of the body. Allow your attention to flow along the chest walls and gradually down into the abdomen. Now allow your attention to flow along down from your belly to include your genitalia, allowing yourself to relax in the lower body. The sphincter of the rectum, relax. And then draw your attention back up along the muscles of your back and along your spine. You are simply exploring the inside edge of the container, experiencing the second floor of the body as a vessel. This vessel is filled with all of your laughter, all of your tears, the anger and the fears, desires and longings, contraction and releasing, all live here on the second floor of the body. Our feeling connection to others and to the world in general lives here. We live within this container, and it is good to become familiar with the power of awareness on this level. Notice any sensations or emotions that may be arising in this part of the body. Notice any point of tension, breathing into it and gently releasing. Let's take a minute to quietly explore your presence here, breathing gently but deeply, allowing your attention to find its way along the inside edge of the vessel, noticing whatever is arising. This area of the body is the home of the first four chakras of yoga. A chakra is conceived as a flowing circular whirl of energy, a meeting point of the material and the spiritual, of matter and consciousness. Each chakra has its own theme associated with its location in the body, as I'll briefly explain. The root chakra is at the base of the spine and also connected to the rectum. It gives us stability, security, and relaxation in the body. When the energy here is flowing, all of our channels are more open as we feel grounded, at home in the body, centered and secure within ourselves. The second chakra is at our genitalia. It gives us passion and creativity. When it is flowing, its energy rises up and inspires our self-expression. It powers all of our emotions. While the second chakra is associated with our sexual energy, in reality, this energy is at play throughout our body and mind and emotions. All of our creative and thought expressions move from this energy. It is our very life energy in the body, and when cultivated in the right way, it confers radiance to the whole personality. The third or navel chakra holds our power, our confidence in the world, our capacity to act with power in the world, our self-esteem. When its energy is flowing, it confers strength in relation to the world and helps us to be effective. The fourth or heart chakra is the horizon line of matter and spirit. From here, the spiritual Dharma, the values of the higher self, awaken, and we are infused with love and compassion for all life. When the energies of the Anahata chakra are flowing, all of our lower chakras are spiritualized with the higher values of love, compassion, and forgiveness. So with these few thoughts, allow yourself to feel the richness of this, the second floor of the body. Breathe and be present within this wonderful house in which we live. As we close for today, let's take a few minutes of quiet presence, feeling the inflow and outflow of the breath, the deep relaxation of our body, the power of being fully grounded and present, awake and deeply alive.